They say 11 Seattle area clerics at two schools are accused of abuse. The Survivors Network of those abused by priests wants everyone to know exactly where they are. Joining us now is SNAP's Barbara Doris. Barbara, you're going to be outside the Seattle Archdiocese headquarters. Why and when?
I'll be outside the Seattle Archdiocese headquarters at 11 o'clock this morning because we're concerned that at least 11 clerics have been publicly accused and removed for harming children. Our question is, where are they? Are they working in a daycare? Are they working in a public school? Are they in a scouting situation, coaching a team? We feel Archbishop Peter Sartain has a responsibility to not only Catholics, but to this whole community, to not only admit where they are, but remove them and put them in a secured treatment facility where they can get help and where kids will be safe. So that's our concern.
And that's what you want to happen? You want to see them out of there, and you want to know exactly where they are?
Yes, and we feel that he should be going to every parish, every school where they worked, and saying to people, if you've been hurt, if you have knowledge of these misdeeds, if you, you know, suspected or saw something, please call the police. Please cooperate and tell everything you know so that we can get to the truth, and with the truth, hopefully prosecute these men for these horrible crimes. And again, when predators are behind bars, kids are safe.
There's also a bill in the state legislature that would address this. Tell us a little bit about that, if you will.
Yes. Statute of limitations, especially here in Washington State, are archaic and predator-friendly. Most victims of childhood sexual abuse by anyone can't deal with it in a meaningful way till their mid to late 40s. And to reform the statute of limitations would allow victims a longer time to come forward and report their crimes. And when they report the crimes, these people are identified. And again, the community is safer because parents are very, very careful of their children. And if they know there's a predator, they have a much better chance to protect their kids. And again, predators should be behind bars.
Barbara Doris is with the Survivors Network of those abused by priests. We appreciate you coming on with us. Greg Mangione has been kind enough to call back and check in with us. Greg, what is your response to this organization? They call themselves SNAP. What is your response to their allegations?
Well, with regard to the allegation, the demands and the claims they're making right now, it follows a pattern of making claims that are simply unsupported by fact. The first thing that I would want to say is that the Archdiocese of Seattle has taken responsibility for credible claims of sexual abuse against any member of the clergy or its employees. And we take these claims very seriously and report every allegation to law enforcement immediately.
And for those who don't know, Greg, how do you handle these claims when they come in?
Anytime we have a 1-800 hotline that people can call if they know of or suspect abuse of a child, and anytime an allegation comes into us, the first thing that we do is we turn that information over to law enforcement.
Now,
that's been our policy for more than 25 years.
Greg, what is your take on the bill in the legislature that's related to all of this?
Well, our bishops have, as you can tell by our policy, have always felt that those who abuse children should be prosecuted. And they are on record as supporting prosecuting those who would abuse children. To suggest otherwise is simply not in accord with the facts.
All right, Greg, again, we appreciate you getting back with us. I know it's not a pleasant topic to talk about. We appreciate you reacting to this. Again, that is Greg Mangione with the Seattle Archdiocese.